Randaf, Pei Aleph, Hamad Aleph. The Gemara is explaining the reasons why we find that Oif Pa'amim, the children of Tamidei Chachamim, are not B'nai Torah. Ravina Oima, She'ein Mevorchim Ba'Torah Tchila. He don't make first Birchas HaTorah. And now the Gemara brings the Omar of Yehuda Marav. And the Gemara brings a member of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. My deceit says in the Pasuk, and let us say the whole Pasuk so we'll understand the flow of the Gemara. The Pasuk says as follows, Mi ha'ish ha'chocham v'yodein ezois, who is the person that understands, v'asher diber pi Hashem eilo v'yagido, Alma of the Horetz. Nitzisa kamidbo mibli oiver. Vayomer Hashem al ozva mesteirosi asher nosati lifneim. V'loi shomu v'koili v'loi holchu bo. There's a kasha alma of the Horetz. And the teretz is ozva, the Rebbeinu Shlom answered, Al ozvo mesteirosi asher nosati lifneim leishomu v'koili v'leihochu bo. Let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Mai dechsiv mi'ish ha'chochom v'yovin ezois, Dover zeh nishal l'chachomim v'l'neviyim in the Bachas Geiris v'l'malachei ha'shoreis v'loi pirshua. This question was asked from the Nevi'im, the Chachomim, the Malachi Yeshores, and they didn't know the answer. At Shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoy, Tersi V'yomer Hashem Al Ozvom Esterosi. So there was a kasha, why did they lose Eretz Yisrael? Why Eretz Yisrael became Chorev? And no one knew the answer. So the Rabbi Yishlom said, Asher Ozvom Al Ozvom Esterosi. So then the Gemara asks, but then it says further, V'leishamu b'koyli v'leihochu bo. Haynu leishamu b'koyli, haynu leihochu bo. What is the kefal aloshen? Am Rav Yehuda Marav, sheim mevorchim b'toyre tchilu. He did not make first birchas ha'toyre. Now, let us see the Ran. Sheim mevorchim b'toyre tchilu, Tchilas iskom b'chol yoim. The first esek b'chol yoim dainu lasek b'divrei teire. V'harev no v'asher bochal. So on this run, the Teferis Tzion says pshat, that even the Talmidei Chachomim, they sit and learn a whole day, but they have other things what to do also. I mean, certain things they have to take care of. So the first Eisek is not Limudat Torah. They first take care of the other things. Shemavochim batchila tchila tchilas iskam b'chol yoyim. They first take care of other things. And the Pasuk says, and the Nusach of the Broch is, this is the Eisek, Ashikishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzibonu lasek b'divrei seire. The Eisek of a person on this world is lasek b'divrei seire. He's making panosa, so that's also kedei lasek b'divrei seire, to be masek tamidei chachomim, to give schabon of l'talmud teire. But the tchilas Eisek has to be lasek b'divrei seire, and by them there's other asokim. After they finish with the other asokim, then they go to learn. So that is, it seems, that is the degrading Torah. So that is why they're not tzeichet to have children b'nei Torah. That's how he seems to learn. I once heard Ach Samer b'shem Rav Shlaima Hyman, he said the difference between us and Rabbi Keveger is as follows. He says Rabbi Keveger learned, didn't have any koyach more to learn, he ate. Didn't have any koyach, then he learned further. He didn't have koyach more to learn, then he slept. But he's learning. He says, first we sleep, then we eat. and then we see what's doing. And then we have nothing else what to do, then we learn. That's the difference between his priorities and our priorities. So kaponim, it's not chilas iskom. That's not the first asik on the agenda. It comes eventually. Davos anisha lachachamim v'lei pershua. Midachsiv, ayoymer Hashem alozvum esterosi, mechlal biyek deleke diyodel aduri taime elokut shabarichu buchu. Umotsosi b'megilas torim shel Rav Rabbeinu Yoni Zal, from the posik we see that they didn't make birchas atayra first. That's why it's of the horetz. Al if you learn shat, they didn't learn tayra. Mash misha osva satayra la yoiskim bo. Sheshanisha lachachomim ulaneviim lomaloi pirshu. So everyone was asked. Why, how did this come about? And why did no one know the reason? They're not learning Torah, so that then we can understand very easily why everything happened. The Kalaforich Elevadai Oiskim Hoyo B'Torah Tomit. They were Oisik B'Torah Tomit. Olaficha Hoyo Chachomim Oneviim Tmeim. Alme of the Horet. So why did they lose Eretz Yisrael? At Shepirsha Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, Shuhu Yodeya Ma'amakei HaLeif. The Rabbeinu Shalom knows what is in the Oimek HaLeif. Shleihoyu Mevorchim B'Toyre Tchila. Ploima. Shleihoyso HaToyre Chshuve B'Neim Kolka. Shiroi Levoich HaLeil. The Toyre wasn't choshev in their eyes to make a brocha. They weren't Isaac and Torah Lishma. That's why they didn't make a broch, because they weren't Isaac but Torah Lishma. Now we have to understand what he says though. The Rabbeinu Yoni is very, very unclear. He seems to say two things over here. One, they weren't Oisik Lishma. And then since they weren't Oisik Lishma, they didn't make Bichas HaTorah. From Zalzul on the Torah. It is very unclear. So, the Chasam Sofer and the Chasam Sofer and the Dorim and the Beis Halevi and Parshas Mishpotim, Shnei Neviim, Nisnavu, Besigne Nechad, more or less, they say, Amayra de Kabir. There are two reasons why one learns Torah. There's one reason one learns Torah, because if he doesn't learn Torah, he doesn't know what to do. How's he going to make mitzvahs? You have to know what to do. You have to, in order to know how to put on a talis, you have to learn Hilchas Tzitzis, how to put on tefillin, you have to learn Hilchas Tefillin, Hilchas Brachas. Without learning Torah mevila de maisa. Now, if one learns Torah for this purpose, so this is a heksha mitzvah. That means that I can't do the mitzvah without learning, so the Torah is a tuffle to the mitzvah. Now, if Torah by him, the only chshivas of Torah is to know what to do, which is an important thing, but it's a tuffle to the mitzvah. So this Torah only has a chshivas of a mitzvah, because it's a tuffle to the mitzvah. The Gemara says in Masech the Saita, Torah is megin, bein bizman de osikbo, bein bizman de loy osikbo. While you're learning, while you're not learning, Torah is megin. Mitzvahs are only megin bizman da osigba, when he's doing the mitzvah. Now, the Torah that you learn in order to know how to be mekayim the mitzvah, so this is a heksha to the mitzvah, so this is not better than a mitzvah. So memela, it's only megin bishas you learn, number one. But in Emerson, that is not the ikar kavonas limud ha-Torah. Torah lishmo is that one should be, he had before a Rosh, Tafnun Aleph, Abraham Belozner brings down the Rosh. Neither b'dibur behen lishmon, kol dibulcho umaso echo b'divrei Torah yir l'shem ha-Torah. To learn Torah, to understand Torah, and not to know what to do. That means to know what to do, you don't have to know the machlokes, Beishami and Beisilu and the Pilpul and the Gemara. You look in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and you'll figure it out in 2 minutes what to do. No, there's an inyan of limud Torah, l'shem Torah, to understand Torah, to be oisek with Torah, the Kutshabarich of Yairaiso Chatu Teire in the Rabbeinu Shalom is one. And the male, when a person is Oisik in Teire, to understand Teire, he's Dovak in the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Balatanya says there's no greater kiruk that a person can have to the Rabbeinu Shalom by learning and understanding Teire. That's called Teire Lishmo. To learn Teire Lishem Teire, to understand Teire. And to be mechadish in Torah, and to be lohoisev lekach apilpo. That is Torah lishma. Now, the Gemara tells us, in Mesechtes Menoches, ein mevolchen, al mitzvah shein asiyoso gmar mitzvosa. For example, a person makes a sukkah. You don't make a broch on that. Because that is not the gmar ha-mitzvah. The asiyas ha-sukkah is a hechsher, so I have a sukkah to sit in. But that's not the Gemara Mitzvah. A person puts tzitzis in a baguette, that's not a Gemara Mitzvah. You're not wearing the baguette yet. The Gemara HaMitzvah is when you put on the baguette. You only make a brocha on a mitzvah that the asiyah of this mitzvah is the Gemara Mitzvah. If the asiyah is not the Gemara Mitzvah, so then you don't make a brocha on it. Now, does one make a bracha on limud haTorah? Depends on how you learn. If the whole reason of learning is to know what to do, so when I learned how to bang in a mezuzah and what angle it should be or what side it should be, so that's not the gemar mitzvah. And I have to bang in the mezuzah. I just learned tilchas mezuzah to find out how to bang in the mezuzah. So, but this limud is not the gemar hamitzvah. It's a hechsher to be mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. So since it's not a gemar mitzvah, so you don't have to make a brocha on it. If limud haTorah would be, this alone is a mitzvah, forget about mezuzah, I don't have a house, I'm never going to put up a mezuzah, but I want to learn hilchis mezuzah, I want to know, this is Torah Hashem, I want to learn hilchis mezuzah. So this is a mitzvah, this is a gemar mitzvah, then you make a brocha on it. That is what the Ram said. Now let us again see the Loshon Aram from the Rabbi Shem Rabbeinu Yoine. Al shalai bilchu batayra tchila of the horez. Di misa al ozva masterosei kepashto mash meshozva tasatayr vlo yoiskim bo kshanisha lachachom and levim lomba loy pershu. So why didn't I answer? Loy dova gola yu vekal of horish. Alavadi yoiskim oyu betayra tomit. They were oisik betayra tomit.
Did not make a broch on Torah before they learned Torah. Kloima. Shleihoi said Torah, chshuve b'neim kol kach, Torah wasn't choshev in their eyes, sheiroi levoichala, because Torah, limud haTorah by them was only a hechsher. It wasn't a iker mitzvah. Shloihoyo oiskim bo lishmo l'shem Torah. They were oisik l'shem lasis mitzvahs. Latas lasis mitzvahs. Umitoich kachoy mezalzul and bibelchoso. Therefore, they were, so it doesn't need a broche, because this is not a mitzvah, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. Vahainu loihochu bo kloime bekavanoso lishmo. They were not learning Torah the way it should be learned. They were learning Torah for a different purpose. This is how they say pshat in the Rabbeinu Yoine, and the Beis Halevi is Moisef. With this we can understand the Midi Keneged Midi, that the Gemara said that the Tamidei Chachamim, they don't have children Tamidei Chachamim, because they don't make a brocha first. So what is the Midi Keneged Midi? So the Beis Halevi says as follows. He says, if the whole reason that one learns Torah is only to know what to do, so he says, so then it's not necessary for me to learn Torah. If there's a Rav that's learning Torah, so I'll also know what to do. I'll ask him what to do. It's not necessary that I should learn Torah. Someone else can also learn the Torah. So Memele, so that's the Midah Keneged Midah. If by them, the whole Limud HaTorah is to know what to do, so why do your children have to be B'nai Torah? So you'll ask someone else, because Torah alone is only a means of finding out what to do. This is how they say Pshat. Amoyra Dike Pshat. The Koich Vayoyer from Abitzel Petterberg is Moisef one more Nekude. Emerson, what was the Kashe? The Kash Ameh of the Horetz. We're speaking about Chubin Bayis Rishon. Chazal tell us that Bayis Rishon was Nechab because Rabbi Dezore, Gila Roy, Shvichas Domin. Ameh of the Horetz, we're looking with Licht Ameh of the Horetz. So, Abitzel Petterberg says that the Kash was amazing. How did this all come about? We have a cloud. So how did this come about? They had such a yerida in the Sholish Averis Chamuris. Why wasn't the Torah made on them? So Rabbi Tzolpeterberg tells us a Gemara Masechtes Brachos. Gemara Masechtes Brachos says, it says by David HaMelech, by Chasu, Babgodim, V'lo Yechem Loi. The beginning of Melachim, it says that when David HaMelech was old already, they covered him with clothing, and he still was cold. He could not get warm. So the Gemara explains why did this occur, that clothes couldn't warm him up. So the Gemara says, Amir dikezach, mibnei shebizo es habgodim shekoras knaf mi'il shol. This was an einish to David HaMelech. He went and cut off the corner of the beged of Shaul. And so this was, he was mevaze begodim. So that's why it was taken away from him, the koyach hachimum of begodim. So the Rabbi Tzvi Petterberg says, teva habegodim lohochim es haguf. The teva begodim makes a person warm. V'zeh matnas Hashem Yisbach. This is a matona. Now when it works, it's not because of the chemical and scientific explanation of how it works. It's a matnas halak. The Rebbe Yisholm said that Godim should be mechem. They should keep a person warm. U'ma'acher es shebizes abgodim. He was mevaze begodim. So what begodim, the Rebbe Yisholm said, begodim should do for him, it didn't do. So he says the same thing. Torah is barosa yetzahara, barosa Torah tavlam. Torah is a koyach to counteract the yetzahara. But if a person is mezalzel in Torah, he's mevazel Torah, it's not choshev be'inov, so that what Torah can accomplish anymore. So like bilchu ba'Torah tchila, they were mezalzel. Vinisht vi, they were mezalzel in Torah. So Memele, so that's the Teret. The Kasha was really, how did they come to do such a Vedas? Why wasn't the Teret Megan? Why was, so the Teret is because they weren't Makshiv Teret Keroi. That is why the Teret wasn't Megan, Semele, so then, and there was a roller coaster already, so then they were Nikshul. If you didn't have the protection of Teret, so Memele, they went all the way down. Zamir de Ketaz and Simin Memzayin Sifkot Nalev. I want to say another pshat in the Gemara. He says as follows. Chazal Darshan from Lehol Chubo that they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So he says as follows. Chazal Darshan in Bukhukoisai Teilechu Shetiyu Ameilim Batoire. Now, Gavuche, the Maral says
Where do we see in Teilechu Amelis Batayre? So the Maral says, Amor de Kazach, a person could stand in one place, a person can walk, and the person can ride. Hiluch is, he's not standing in one place, he's going someplace, he's accomplishing something, but it's difficult. It's derech teirech. If you ride, you go into a car, you go into a plane, you're traveling, you're moving, but it's not derech teirech. If the Torah said teilechu, b'chukosai teilechu, means that a person should walk, that means his progress in Torah should be derech hiluch. That means it doesn't go easy. He can't drive through the sugya. No, you walk slow, and every step perhaps is difficult, but one goes, one doesn't stop, it's too difficult, I give up. No, you don't stop. You have to be hilchem b'choshech. That goes on Talmud Bavli, that's what the Gemara says. But Al Kaponim, it has to be hilchem b'choshech. That is Amelis Bateva. Hilchem b'choshech. I'm learning and I don't understand what I'm learning, and I go further and I try. That's in b'chukosai teilechu, the Pasuk says. Even the chukim are the most difficult for a person to understand. In b'chukosai teilechu, t'yamelim b'teire, then one is zeich of all the brachas. So that's what the Taz says. Ein eterem is kayemes, el b'mi shemeim is atzmo yaleo, v'haynu sh'oisik b'pilpul u'mas masomatun shal teire, k'may sh'nema im b'chukosai teilechu, sh'tiyu amelim b'teire. That's how he's learning Torah. Masha Enkein, that's Mei Misatzma Yoleo. Mei Misatzma Yoleo, the Chazanish writes in a note that the person loves to be an otzel. A person is beteva lazy, especially when it comes to Ruchnias, and he comes to a sugya to figure out what he doesn't understand, and to try to figure out the sugya. One needs a tremendous amount of concentration and iyun and amelis. Oysam haloimdim mitoich oinek. Those who learn Torah, this is the lashon of the Taz. Oysam haloimdim mitoich oinek ve'einim yegeyim bo, not miyageya, eina teire miskayemes etzlo. By them Torah won't have a kiyum. Torah only is a kiyum that can exist and can remain back to our melas. So he says, so what's pshat leholchubo? Pshat leholchubo, it wasn't chukaisai teilechu. It was, one leaned back and he maybe was, took a cold glass of soda and he said a good svore and thus and he fanfed the Rambam and, that's it. The second Rambam, well, we'll go further. Al Kaponim, this is not derech hiluch, leholchul bo. So he says, so what's pshat shalai bilchul b'teire t'chile? He says, if they would have made the broche is lasik b'divrei teire. Davke derech esik, derech masa matin, derech yigiyah, but they didn't make the broche. Leholchul b'teire t'chile, they weren't geiris what the broche was. Leholchul bo. That is why Torah didn't have a kiyum to them. I would want to be moisif that the emerson, so the Taz says pshat that they learned Torah not derech yigiyah. Dachsechmir, this is an often medrash. The medrash says in the psiche to Eicha, bishval koil hatachna. Why did they lose Eretz Yisrael? Bishval koil hatachno. Tachno means tchina, grinding. The koil of grinding was not heard anymore. And that brought about, so Chazal say in Medrash, shaloi nis'asku b'divrei Torah. Some shval koil hatachno things are possible. Shloinis asku bedivrei Torah. They weren't oisik bedivrei Torah. So I'd like to elaborate for just a minute or so. The Goyin in Mishlei says, on the Mishneh, he mein Torah in Kemach, he mein Kemach in Torah. So the Goyin says as follows. There's two inyonim in Torah. There's Yediyas HaTorah, and then there's the Kemach of Torah. Kemach of the Torah is that one has a kernel, it's not usable. You have to grind it and make it into small pieces till you'll be able to digest it, understand it. That's called Kemach. That's called Kemach. He meant Kemach shelo yitchein v'yedagdeik heitev. If you don't take it apart, the Lashon of Chazal, Rabbi Kiva hoya oiker horim v'toichanon zu bezu, zu bezu besvora. What does that mean? Rabbi Kiva took mountains of difficulties. It was mountains. And he ground the mountains besvora. That means yet there were so many difficulties to understand, and he ground it into small pieces till every minute chelik he was able to understand. That's called the tchina of Torah. That's the digduk of Torah. And the Medrash says, "Bishval koil atachno shaloi nisasku bedivrei Torah." So that's, this is mamish the divrei hataz. That the chulman abayis came about because there wasn't any esek at Torah, and that's the that's like bilchah b'Torah tchila because the brach is lasik bedivrei Torah. Zakh the Gemara weiter. Isi ba Yehuda le'osei le'mesifte de Rabbi Yosi tlosei yoimi. 3 days he stopped going to the base medrash of Rabbi Yosi. Ashkechei vardimes be Rabbi Yosi. So the son of Rabbi Yosi met him. Oma le'i my time le'osei ma le'bei medroshe da'ava tlosei yoimi. 3 days go by, he didn't come to the base medrash. What's happening? I don't understand what your father's talking about. How can I come? It's beyond my comprehension. I don't understand it. So why should I come? I think it would be better my koshale. Tell me what's difficult. What don't you understand? Maybe I'll understand. I'll tell you a reason. Said that we had over here 2 cities. In one city, the city where the spring started from, they needed the water only for laundering the clothing. The next city, the city needs it for their chiyus. And he says that this is equal to the kvisoson is equal to the chiyus of the next city. I mean, how can you say such a thing? Sarkocher, there's a posik for such a thing. So where is there such a posik? Omales, he says, yeah, there's a posik. Tersiv, it says in the posik, migresheim, it says by the areas outside of the orei halavim, so there was a migrosh, that was a mokim pony. So what should they do in these makaymis? Yiu lebehemtam ulchusham ulachil chayosam. This will be for their behemis, for their possessions, ulachil chayosam. My chayosam, what does chayosam mean? Ilaim chaye, that they'll be able to keep their chayas there also. Ulachaye bechlal behemis. So if it says el behemtom, so I know that all the chayes can also be there. El amai chayosom chiyusa mamish, that they'll be able to live there, not chayes. Epshite, so they can't live there. El alav kvise, that chat chayosom. Chayosom means that they can wash their clothing there. They can tzare davovise, and that's the posik called, that's their chiyus. So that's the Makir of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds, if you don't wash your clothing, so you're losing chiyas. That's called the chiyas, the posik. The posik said, this is the chiyas of a person if he doesn't wash his clothing.
So Bamelo, that's why Rabbi Yossi said that if they need it for Kvisa, the other need it for Shtiya, so they're kaidah. Let us see the Ram. Time edovach lo yadan, edoma kvisos on kedemes lachai achere, or misvora lesser, the misvora can't say such a thing. Lachi boy krominol, and la kvise vikorile chayosom, this is called the chis. Linyin aloche, kaim along kerabonom, and we hear there a machloikis, if rechitze, irechitze, and ikish, this is called in nefesh, not in nefesh, Rechitze bekishet nidre in ein nefeshem, umeifa ben latme ben lacherim. How do we come to this achod, yochid barab malochi kerab? The machlekes, Rabbi Yosi in the Chachomis, we paskin like the Chachomis. Boy, the milsa de shmul, mishmei de levi de lakamen, kibosai yishayich, kinem meforish alo besiyata de shmai. We'll explain this later. Vachon gavdom arafune, kulei pirkei, Rabbi Yosi, like Amalun Kibose. It's merely Paschal like the Chachomim. Aber la Rambam zal posek mi derav hune ki Rabbi Yosi, dei meifel mishim nidom shebeinu lebeinu. He Paschal like Avune that it's only dvorm shebeinu lebeinu, it's not the dvorm shalini nefesh. Omar Rabbi Yosi ein eilu nidre in nefesh. So Rabbi Yosi said, ein eilu nidre in nefesh. Iboilu. Rabbi Yosi, Mao Sheyofer, Mishum Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu. So that means, he's saying that if they don't wash themselves, they're not Mekashet themselves, no makeup. So the Chumash said that's in Nefesh, he says it's not in Nefesh. Klar, the Gemara is this, Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu, yes or no. Toshma, so the Moses, let's be Medai from the Loshen of Rabbi Yosi, Omar Rabbi Yosi, Ein Eilu Nidre in Nefesh. He said, it's not in the nefesh, but it's dvorim shebeinu lebeinu. Where do we see this? Let's see the Ram. Ibor l'Rabbi Yosi, ma'a sheyofim mishum dvorim shebeinu lebeinu. B'chitza b'kishet, the polig alayu the Rabbonu. Mi omar, do we say, the dafim mishum in the nefesh, or the polig alayu the lemeifa? Al mishum dvorim shebeinu lebeinu, mo'i the Rabbi Yosi the meifa. The Navkimino, the Rabbona domri in nefesh ave meifa ben latme ben lachem. According to the Rabbona, he meifa latme ben lachem. Rabbi Yosi davka latme meifa lachem any meifa. The Hudi kibin in nefesh dvorim shebein lebein. That is the difference between in nefesh and dvorim shebein lebein. Kedoma bereish pilkim. Toshma to omar Rabbi Yosi ein elu nidre in nefesh. V'misa d'Rabbi Yosi, afilo mishum dvorim shebeinu lebeinu yene meifa, hava lameima lo yofer. So let him say bluntly, he can be meifa. Don't say it's not in your nefesh. It's not even einelu nidri in your nefesh. Mashma v'dvorim shebeinu lebeinu havien. So from the loshen of Rabbi Yosi, we see clear that it is dvorim shebeinu lebeinu. So the Gemara answers, Dilma liditu kamalo. That's true. That's what he's saying. It's not in your nefesh, it's beinu lebeinu. But maybe he's saying it to the Rabbona. Liditi, I personally hold, afilu dvorim shebeinu lebeinu lehav. It's nothing. But liditu, tamris nav nidrin in nefesh. Oideli, deinelo nidrin in nefesh. You say it's, I say it's nothing. Birechitze. But you say it's something, but don't go so far to say it's in your nefesh. Say it's bein ila beina. My. Rabaze baravo imel meifa. So now we're clearing a shayla. So we're back to the shayla. What does Rabbi Yosi hold by irechitze? Ikishut. That's what he's chaylakar. Is this dvorim shebein ila beina or no? Rabaze baravo oma meifa. So Abad Barava holds its dvorim shebeinu lebeinu. Rabuna Omar ain meifa. He holds he's not meifa. So now before we go further, we're going to have a very difficult gebore, the next few words. But let us just understand what we're talking about. We're talking about rechitze, kishut, shalponim, that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. The Gemara is clearing, is this Beine Lebeino, yes or no? Does this bother him? Does this bring an Eva? Yes or no? Rav Huna Omar ain't Mefer. So what does Rav Huna say? He's not Mefer. Shaloi Motzinu Shuol Shemeis Ba'ofer Pir. Now, we can have a very big problem here. But let's just first understand the Moshul, and then we'll go to the Nimshul. Ein Shuol Meis Ba'ofer Pir, God the Tversin explains it very nice. He says a shul is a very clever animal. It's very clever. So he has a hiding place, and the hiding place he makes between, it's stony all around, that when you pass by, you'll never notice there's an entrance there. Now, so that's good, that whoever wants to hunt him will never dream that, that's the entrance of the chul, of the hole, the pit, the cave of the fox, because the stone's all over. But when you're chasing the fox and he has to run right away in, so there's he's blocked with stones and thus he can get caught there. No. Shaloim metzinu shul shameis ba'ofer pir. That means he's so accustomed to his hiding place, that even though there's obstacles all over, which camouflage the hiding place, but he'll never get stuck there. He's ruggled there, and memele, so that's why, nothing happens to him. Now, that's the marshal. Now let us see the nimshal and what happened over here. So let us first see Rashi. Rashi says, "Shlomitzinu shul shemeis ba'afar pir ba'afar chafirosay." The offer of the chafir, the hill shul rogel bo miskadul bo isa offer. Nothing happens to him. Kach leimotzinu adam shenizik b'mokim sherogel lodish b'seichay she'ein aseya mazikay. So, what is the Gemara speaking about? The Gemara is speaking about the way Rashi says that the Saris b'mokim erve, there could be a svore, maybe this would be mazikim b'shas tashmish. No, but since he's rogel, it won't be mazikim. That's Rashi. Let us see the Ran. Shemeis ba'ofer pir, ba'afar chafirosoi, shudor bo'itomit, shemitoich shuhu rogel shom, Any niskal ba'afar shaloi segum. He's rogel there, so never. Kachze mitoich shehu rogel, since he's rogel, any choishi shema tikosha loinima, maybe there'll be a seyo that could be dangerous for him, b'shas tasmish, im leitilchatz, if she won't wash herself, b'yisei mokim. Now, when I first learned this Gemara, it was Mamish Oilam Choshech Badi. We're clearing one Shaila, and all of a sudden the Gemara speaks about, we had in the Mishnah, the Ran explained to us, there's Kishut Shel Mailo and Kishut Shel Mato. Our Mishnah is speaking about Kishut Shel Mailo, we're speaking about pickles, we're speaking about cosmetics, makeup. We're speaking about rechitze, that she should wash herself. That's what our Mishnah is speaking about. That's called ini nefesh, according to the Chachomim. If she doesn't wash herself, she doesn't does. That's called ini nefesh. And Rabbi Yossi, that's not ini nefesh. Now we have a sugya, the klerusha, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not ini nefesh, but... Is there Eved? Does it bother him if she doesn't wash herself, if he doesn't put on makeup? That's the Shaila. So Rav Huna says that it doesn't bother him, the Saris, Lamato, it doesn't bother him. Mayin Shmita Leitza Halsine, that's talking about the Kishut Shel Lamato. We're talking about the Kishut Shel Lamailo. We're talking about Rechitze. So how does this come in? An appellate.
Not too many people speak about this. Baruch Hashem, I found two people who speak about it. I found the Nidrei Zrizin, the Nidrei Zrizin says the Gemara means a kal v'chayma. He says like this: it's a koshke that kishut shel mato in dvorim. Our Mishnah is speaking about ini nefesh. Our Mishnah is speaking about kishut shel milo. Yeah, that's what we're speaking about. And our Mishnah has a, we have a machlekes, is this in the nefesh, not in the nefesh. Now we're clearing, is this beino lebeino? But there's a bother. So, the Nidrei Zrizim says, the, in dvorim shebeino lebeino kishet shalmato is more beino lebeino than kishet shalmaimo. This is the ike beino lebeino is tashmisha. Inyoni tashmish, that's the personal inyonim. And in kishet shalmato, the zicha more factors of beino lebeino than kishet shalmaimo. And if Rav Huna said that a fellow, if there's missing kishet shalmato, it's not beino lebeino according to Rabbi Yossi, so I think it's by kishet shalmato. If that doesn't bother him, the zicha won't bother. This is what the Nidrei Zrizim says. So Kaponim, he asks the Kasha Baruch Hashem, and that's his terrors. Then I found the Chassam Sofer by us. We have to just be aware there's this machlekes of Ravada Barave and Rav Huna is in Ksubis also. And there it says, Punfakert. Ravada Barava said, Eine Mefer, and Rav Huna said Mefer. There's a problem over there. So we have our machlekes. And there also, there it says, Ein Shlomatzinu Shul Shemeis Ba'ofapir. So the Chassam Sofer says, and the lady says he found it in Ashit Mekabetzis, that means then Rashi in the Madura comment. And the Shittim Gebetzim says as follows. Rav Ade, there's a double machlekes between Rav Ade, Barave, and Rav Huna. There's one machlekes in Masechtes Ksubis, there's one machlekes in Masechtes Nedoim. Bishmaitin pligi alibe de Rabbi Yossi. In the Dorim, there's a machlekes aribe de Rabbi Yossi. Umayri bekishet shel malo. In Rabbi Yossi, we're talking about kishet shel malo. We're speaking about cosmetics, rechitze. Upligi iika boze kepeide beine lebeine. That's our sugye. Usvirele le Rav Huna boho leslon kepeide. Rav Huna says, Ein meifer, because there's no kpeide, so she won't mash herself. She won't, according to Rabbi Yossi did not make an asik over it. So just like it's not in the nefesh, it's no kpeide also. Just like it's not in the nefesh for us, it's no kpeide for it. Fine. That's what Rav Huna says, ve'ein shur meis ba'afal pir, ein le'inyin lekam kulay. Really, this lashon b'chlal does not belong by us. This lashon belongs in Masechtes Ksubis, not by us. V'hosam pligi, there is also machlekes Rav Huna Ravada Barabe, alibe derabona. There is a machlekes alibe derabona. Umayri bekishut shalmato. There's a machlekes. Upligi boho. The tavayus virlei the tashmish amita havi inui nefesh. Now that sugi is going according to the rabbona. According to the Rabbanon, Tashmish Amita is Inui Nefesh. V'svira leila Rav Huna, Kishut, Shebeinoi lebeino, Goyrim shelo yishamish mitosa. So this will bring about that that there won't be tashmish amite. So memeila. So let's understand what we're talking about. She made a neder on kishut shalmata. That's what she made. So Rav Huna said over there, there we said it's a modest pakert. Rav Huna holds that he could be meifer, and Rav Ada Bar Abba says he can't be meifer. She made a neder on kishut shalmata. So Rav Huna says, but let's be raised a little, by making a neder of kishut shalmata, so this will be goyrim. He won't be mishamish with her. So memele and tashmish according to the chachamim is inui nefesh. So he could be meifer. That's Rav Huna in Ksubis. Rav Ada Bar Abba says that it's not in the nefesh. Even though this kpeide, maybe it bothers him, avoleinu miniyeh behechlet mitashmish, she'ein shuol meis ba'afal pir, he won't be miniyeh himself because of this, v'kivin she'ein miniyeh behechlet lehavi in the nefesh. So memele, so there's two sugyas, which the Rishonim, which is echdodn, is astira, that's bamish sugya hafuche, one and the other. So they're talking about two different things. Here, the Machlokes is talking about, the Machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Abba speaking about, according to Rav Yossi, is Kishut Shal Mailo and Rechitza Dvorim Shabbeinu Lebeinu, is he Machbet or not Machbet? And Enoch and Ami, this Loshen Shleimetzini Shul, Shemeiz Bofa Pir is really no Shaykhis to Agamor, it's already, it's a Loshen Mushel from over there. And there is a machloikis according to the Chachomim of Kishut Shalmato is, according to Chachomim, Menias Atashmish is Inui, Inui Nefesh. Will this bring about Inui Nefesh, yes or no? And Rav Ada Bar Abba said, over there, in Shlomitzin Yeshua Shemeis Ba'af Alpir. Now, Taisvis says over here, Ba'afar pir, mutriken, afar pir, ke goim pere de kavri. Bochi toma, lo yofer, shebekach, loitis gana olof. So, when I saw Taisus, I said, one reason I understand in the Gemara, Taisus says, pshat is, Taisus says, vahochi toma, I don't know how Taisus said Pshat in the Moshul, but the Nimshul Taisus says, Shebekach leit Nisgana Olam. She won't be Nisgana. She won't be Nisgana. So according to Taisus, we could say, we understand Pshat in the Gemara, hoffentlich. Taisus were clearing, according to Rab Yossi, is this Dvorim Shebeine Lebeino, she won't be Kishut Shalmailo we're speaking about. She won't be miskashit. Does it bother him? Doesn't it bother him? Rav Huna says, Shaloit is gone all up. So she won't have makeup. Loit is gone all up. Fine. That's what he said. So, Baruch Hashem. So, that's the machloikis. It does bother him. It doesn't bother him. Rav Huna says it doesn't bother him. Whatever, how he tied Shul Shemais Bov appear. Now, Taisva says, V'ochi koma lo yofa, shebekach loit is gana olof. So I thought, if we will say that we don't have the difficulties we encounter in the Rashi and the Ram, so we could say Taisva is learning, we're speaking about kishut shalmailo, and lo yofa, he's not able to be meifer. Shebekach loit is gan olam. That's how I thought could be that pshat in Taisvis. That kishut shalmailo is it doesn't bother him. Taisvis doesn't say what pshat the moshul is. I don't know what the moshul is. So maybe it's telling us that it doesn't bother. So she doesn't wear makeup. It doesn't bother. I thought it could be that pshat in Taisvis. So that is pshat in Taisvis. So then the Gemara is very good. But I had a different problem. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Tav Samach Dalad Amid Beis, V'hidva Benidosa.
V'hidvim nidosa means that when a nish is a nidah, she should be meruchik. So the Gemara says as follows. Keinim arishainim amru, and when nish is a nidah, she lay tikhel, lay tifkais, lay tiskashet, bibigdei tzeboinim. Akert, she is to be meruchik from him, so she should not look pleasant to her husband. V'hidva benidosa. At shebora bekiva v'limeid, im kein ata megano al bailo, the nimsa baila megavsha. So if pshat, by pshat in Taisvis is the correct pshat, that Taisvis is speaking about kishil shel mailo, and Taisvis sheshe bekach loit is gana olo, she's not in his gana. So Rabbi Kiva says, Nitazer, Rabbi Kiva says, you know what this means? It means an imminent get. If she won't be able to, he'll give her a get. So, Shemet is gone, Olo. The Rabbi Kiva says, Klora Diburim, she'll be Nisgan and he'll give her a get. So what is Pshat in this Taisvis, if I'm learning the right Pshat in Taisvis? So I thought perhaps we could say b'doichik that maybe Taisvus learned that the machloikis, there was the kainim harishonim and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was afraid of a get, shemet is gone all up. I mean, he looked at it in a very serious manner. And there's the kainim harishonim, that was facts of life. He'd v'bedit also, shaloit is kashet. So it could be that the machloikis, the zakenim or rishonim, and Rabbi Kiva is the machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the chachomim. Rabbi Yossi, Rav Huna says in Rabbi Yossi that if this pshat in Taisvis, Rabbi Huna says Rabbi Yossi light is gone. So that's the zakenim or rishonim. They held light is gone, and not they were. The old light is gone. It never bothered a person. So this could be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva is like the Chachamim, but in the nefesh. So it could be Tzichet Dvarim Shebeinu Lebeinu also. So I don't know if that's Pshat and Taisvis, but Al Kaparim, these are the Mahalchim and the Gemara. And the pella is that Roiv Meforshim do not speak about this Gebor. They don't, these two I found, the Nivrei's reason and the Chasam Sofer. Tanya Kebosi Dravada Barab. Now the Mosmi Yarai. So we have here a machloikis between Ravada Barab and Rabune. According to Rab Yossi, is Kishut Shalomailo Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu, yes or no? So Rav Ada Bar Rava says, yes, it is Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu. So the Gemara, Tanya Kebosi Rav Ada Bar Rava, Dvorim Sheyesh Bem Inei Nefesh, Meifer, Dvorim Sheyesh Bem Inei Nefesh, Meifer, Bein Beinu Lebein Acher. That means if he's Meifer, it affects everyone. Afore is the complete nether. She'ein b'mini nefesh, b'ini l'b'ino meifel. B'ino l'b'ino acherim, eini meifel. Something that ain't b'mini nefesh, so it only helps for himself, not for others. Keita. Now, what is called ini nefesh? What is called not ini nefesh? What is called b'ini l'b'ino? Keita. Umra koinem peiris alai. She asked peiris, areze yofer. Kimi mefer, this is ini nefesh. Koinem sheini oise lefiabe. I won't do for my father, lefiochicha, your brothers, lefiovicha, your father, lefiochi, my brother, shle etin tev lefne behemtocho, maim lefne bekolcho. I won't give tevin to your behemis, maim for your boko. So all these things are not in nefesh, it's not beinu lebeinu,
Ein yochel lahof, he can't be made. Shloi ekhel. What if she made another shloi ekhel, shloi efkoi, shloi eshamish mitosi? Yofer mishim dvorim shebeinoi lebeino. There is mefer mishim dvorim shebeinoi lebeino. So memele, so bekitzer, we have a raya already. Later the Gemara is in the field of Sois, it's a long braise. But the Gemara, so what is, who is this braise going according to? It's saying that shloi ekhel v'shloi efkais is dvorim shebeinoi lebeino. So Koch is going according to Rabbi Yossi. And it says, so we see Klo like Avada Barav, that Dvorim, that Shalei Ekro, Shalei Efro is Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu, and therefore he could be Mefer. So Rai, that's the Tanya Kavosei, the Avada Barav. That's the Rai, because this Baraisa is not going according to Chachomim, according to Chachomim, it's in your Nefesh. So Kocher is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Let us see the Ram. Tanya kevosi darvada barave mefer bein beino lebeino kegoin de omro now by inu nefesh mefer bein beino lebeino if they gave him kegoin de omro kene peres baal ole un bein beino lebeino acherem shosta peres acherem ole koinem shani oise lefiabe. Before Shvazel, Dvorim Shaim Bem Inin Nefesh. Now with this, the second case, is there's no Inin Nefesh, and there's no Abeinu Labeinu Acherim, and there's nothing between him and his wife. Yet, Before Shvazel, Dvorim Shaim Bem Inin Nefesh, Abeinu Labeinu, Before Shlo Mikami Abeinu Labeinu. This he says before Abeinu Labeinu. Mishum de bebeinu lebeinu yike plukta, there's a difference. We'll see, there's in the mefer, zimne nein tzorech lahofer, by some beinu lebeinu, you don't have to be mefer. Some you do have to be mefer. So, but al kaponim, so this very wants to say there's a case you don't have to be mefer whatsoever. Shloi ethel lefne behemtachov ne bekochen yochel lahofer. Mishum de le mishab de le. Because since she's not meshubit to do this, so he can't be mefer. The nether is chal. She's not mechuyev to take care of his behemoths, to give them to heaven. Frek the ram bavagav the perk afal pi yasikne the koyfalit in tevun dey behemtoy. The Gemara says no. Als meisya there, she's mechuyev to feed his behemoths. So since she's mechuyev. So she's meshubit. So if she's meshubit, so the nether is in chal. Here it seems the nether is chal, and then the yochel lahofer. And for the ram, hosam ma'iri b'shloich nisa lo yar b'shvoches. That's speaking about she did not bring in with the nadim four shvoches. Four maids. The kaimelon hosam, if she brought in four maids, the yeshevis bekatadra, she sits in a makovedik chair, she brought him four maids, so all his needs can be taken care with through her maids. There doesn't have to be mefer. So Al Kaponim, there are certain pa'ulas that a wife is meshubit to her husband, even though she brought in many maids. That's what it's going to say later, shleitzi mitoscho ein eitzorich lahofer, because since she's meshubit, so memele, so the nether b'chlal is in chal. But these things, ein eyochel lahofer, fakert, here we're speaking about that she brought in four maids, and she's not meshubit, she is not meshubit to give Tevin to his behemoth, so memele, so then the nether is chal, ve'ena yochel ofer, because it's not in the nefesh, it's not beinoi lebeino.